Dr. Sevik dediğin office note on patient Tamara Sherman, 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 date of birth 11/4/1973, date of service is 11/27/2024, prepared of the patient is 51-year-old white female who presents to my office for opinion on her kidney function. Her past medical history includes the following: one, atrial fibrillation slash flutter. What was at some point maintained on amiodarone, period, currently is on warfarin, period. Next, morbid obesity. Next, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Ejection fraction last was around 50%. Next, hypertension. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Period. Paragraph, patient was checking on her labs and she was noted to have a high serum creatinine on and off. And that's why she is in my office today for renal opinion. Past surgical history includes cardioversion, next the left humeral rod, next rhinoplasty, next left Achilles tendon repair. Period. Paragraph. Allergy. She's allergic to Bactrim and spironolactone. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is a widow. No kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She is an Uber driver. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems reveals occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does get constipation, no nocturia, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. She does report urge incontinence. Her last menstrual period was more than 1 year ago. Leg swelling is possible. Other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed, include digoxin, Jardiance, ergocalciferol, furosemide, losartan, magnesium, metoprolol, potassium chloride, prenatal vitamin, and warfarin. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-nuclear sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, non-jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no lead pupil, of neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm normal, stiffness true, no moments heard, no friction, her lungs actually towards calcification, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity extremities, she has a non-pitting edema, both lower extremity skin, no skin rash, no lead, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations are reviewed through the iPad, through Harris Health, and shows fluctuation of serum creatinine from between 1.2 and 0.8. Vitamin D level to be on the lower end, parathyroid hormone to be on the higher end of 132. Period. Paragraph assessment and plan 1. Elevated serum creatinine, most likely this is cardiorenal syndrome. We are going to roll out organic kidney disease by doing minimal workup. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, atrial fibrillation slash flutter. Continue digoxin and warfarin. Next, vitamin D deficiency. Patient will be placed on vitamin D3 with K2. She's going to adjust her warfarin dose accordingly. Period. Paragraph. Next, morbid obesity. Patient is trying to lose weight. Period. Paragraph. Next, hypertension. Control on current regimen to continue. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Not using CPAP. Encouraged to use CPAP. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to come back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and report. Thanks. Before you end, go back also to add hyperparathyroidism, most likely secondary to vitamin D deficiency. We are going to recheck and treat accordingly. Her parathyroid ultrasound was negative in the past period. And the report. Thanks.